You're now tuned in to the Jack Talk Podcast. In association with Bin Hot Records. With the coolest host, Rick. Let's chop it up.
Jack Talk Podcast, we back in the building. My name is Rick. Follow me on Instagram, Rick_BHR. Hit the email, jacktalkpodcast@gmail.com. You dig? Going back to back, man. I wanted to speak on something on yesterday's, on the episode I dropped yesterday, you know what I'm saying? And I forgot about it. So I figured, you know, let me come down and chop it up real quick, get my little opinion on the situation and shit, you know what I'm saying? Got me a little personal, you know what I'm saying? Personal bottle of some good Creeke. And let's get to it. Okay, so what you just heard, if you don't know, is there was a young kid, if I'm not mistaken, they was at Cam Newton. They was at Cam Newton's football camp. You know what I'm saying? In my opinion, the little kid was calling Cam Newton ass, you're a free agent, you know, just talking, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I watched this shit a few times, actually, you know, listened to it, watched it, and, first of all, I feel like this kid is completely out of line. You know what I'm saying? Like, I come from this thing, man. You know, BHR, man. You know what I'm saying? I put that tag on all my Instagram posts. Like, that's my thing. That's what I stand by. That's what I'm trying to build on and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? That BHR stands for Ben Had Respect. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like I've been had respect. I feel like I give respect. And I feel like that's why I get respected. I don't disrespect nobody. I don't look down upon nobody. Whether I got more than that person, less than that person, I talk to everybody with respect. You know what I'm saying? You know, I hold doors, let people go. I'll wave if somebody let me go. If I make eye contact, I'll speak. I'll head nod. You know what I'm saying? Respect and manners is what you need out here when you navigate in the world. You know what I'm saying? Looking at this video, like, I done been in basketball camps before, you know what I'm saying, of NBA players or whatever the case may be. I would never be in an NBA basketball camp and talking shit to the person whose camp I'm in. You know what I'm saying? Like, did you get a scholarship to go to that camp? Did you pay to go to that camp? Did your parents pay to go to that camp? You did? So what if that your parents paid that $2,000, $2,500, $1,500, or maybe it's a free camp. I don't know, but I'm just saying, let's just say the parents paid for him to go to that camp. You in there talking shit to the person whose camp you at, who's there to, you know, help you build on your game. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, I hope that whoever this kid's parents is, older father, older brother, uncle, older cousin, somebody really pull him to the side and was like, yo, you was wrong and you shouldn't even came at that man like that. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I fuck with Cam Newton because the way he was like, yo, I'm rich. You know what I'm saying? Like, people have to understand that. No, is it about money? No. But you know what? Cam Newton bust his ass to get where he at. You know what I'm saying? He bust his ass to get where he at to make his bread. So yeah, he can say, yo, I'm rich. Because guess what? No matter what you say to me, I bust my ass and I did what you're in this camp to hope and wish that you could do, which is make it to the NFL, which is make millions of dollars to take care of your family and, you know, so you can live a better life. I did what you're trying to do. I'm rich. Call me ass. Call me a bench warmer. Call me garbage. Call me whatever you want. Guess what? I did it. You know what I'm saying? And I thought that shit was mad funny. He's like, I'm not even talking to you, man. Where your daddy at? Where your pappy at? Where your paw? Where your pappy? That shit was funny. But anyway, back to the what I was saying. You know, like I was like, man, yo, that shit was, you know, it's like, why we got to be like that? You know, like you can't even understand. You can't even see that you're talking to a person who's in a position that you want to be in. Because you and your glory, you think you good. You know what I'm saying? You think you good and you think like, I'm going to be there. Like, yo, it's not that easy. Little homie, it's not that easy. It is not as easy as you think. And I'm going to be honest with you. You're probably not going to go to the NFL. Statistically speaking, you might not make it to the league. I want you to make it to the league. You know what I'm saying? You're a young black brother. That's your passion. Go for it. I'm not wishing you don't make it to the league. I'm just talking about statistically, you might not make it to the league. You might not. Cam made it. He did what he had to do. You know what I'm saying? Humble, man. Just have some respect, man. You should have been like, yo, Cam, look, man. This is my game. This is what I'm good at. What do you think I could work on? Show him what you can do. See if he can give you some tips. See if you can holler at him and build on him and leave an impression on him that will make him want to watch you. Make him want to be involved with what you got going on. That's what you should have did. Pull him to the side. Yo, Cam, look, man, can I just get a 1 minute of your time? Tell him your story. Because you might have a story that will possibly touch him in a different way that would have made him help you in a different way. You understand what I'm saying? But you sitting there, yeah, man, you ass, you this, you that, being disrespectful. What's up with these little niggas, man? You understand what I'm saying? There's no reason to be disrespectful, man. You know, and I'm coming from this shit like that because I got a son and I got 2 daughters. But we not talking about my daughters right now. We talking about my son. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. And my son is a little me. You understand what I'm saying? When I say he's a little me, like whatever it is he see me do, he do. Any music that I listen to, guess what? He's on his phone listening to it. My favorite color is, guess what? His favorite color. The things that I'm into, that I like to do, like video games, man, if I like a certain type of video game or if I like certain clothes or certain shit, he wants it too. You get what I'm saying? I'm teaching him respect. I'm teaching him how to move like a man. I'm teaching him how to be your own person, have your own style, your own swag, your own aura, your own morals, your own mentality. We not following. You understand? We can learn from the next man, but we not following nobody. But we going to definitely catch jewels and we going to drop jewels. You understand what I'm saying? I ain't the richest nigga in the world. I'm trying to get some bread. That's why I'm here back to back. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my Drake shit. I'm back to back with the podcast. It's time to turn it up. It's time to put my foot on the pedal. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I got a voice. And the more I listen to podcasts and shit like that, I'm like, nah, my voice is just as good as any podcast that I listen to. You dig what I'm saying? Any podcast I listen to, my voice is just as good. My thoughts and my ideas is just as good. You know what I'm saying? So it's time to put my foot on the gas and get busy. So look what I'm doing. I'm back to back. But guess what? I also got respect. That little young nigga ain't had no respect for Cam. Come on, man. You ain't got to follow nobody. But guess what? Just because I don't follow anybody don't mean I'm not going to learn from somebody. That don't mean I'm not going to get no jewels from somebody. Nigga, what? I'm at Cam Newton fucking camp. I think it's his. I'm not sure if it's his, so correct me if I'm wrong. But I'm at his camp and I see him. Yo, Cam, how you got here, man? What you did? What you did different, man? Because I know to make it to the NFL or the NBA, you got to stand out. You got to be different. You got to get super busy, yo. What tips do you have for me? Like, I'm not going to sit here and try and troll him to go viral. Make a moment. Come on, man. I would never teach my son to do that. You know what I'm saying? Be wise. Have morals. You know what I'm saying? Am I the richest nigga in the world? No. But guess what? Right now, you could put me in the room with the richest person in the world, and I guarantee you I could drop some jewels on him. You understand what I'm saying? Point blank, period. Just because a person has more than you don't mean they better than you. And just because they got less than you don't mean you better than them. You understand what I'm saying? So I treat everybody the same. You know what I'm saying? I give you the energy you give me. You know what I'm saying? And I be respectful. You know? It bothers me and annoys me when I hold the door for somebody and they don't say thank you. Or when I'm driving and I let somebody cross. When I slow down and wave you ahead and you just walk by. You know what I'm saying? I hold the door, you just walk by. I say thank you, you don't say you're welcome. Come on, man. A little shit like that is a little pet peeve of mine. I'll be letting shit rock because I don't have time to be sitting and arguing with every motherfucking body in the street who don't have no respect or no morals with them. But it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. So I'm just saying, man, I seen that shit. I just like, nah, man, I gotta speak on that. That shit was highly disrespectful. It was distasteful. And it made the little homie look ignorant, you know? And we gotta stop doing that shit to ourselves. We gotta stop putting ourselves in position to look ignorant. You know what I mean? Shit like that, that's the type of shit that, listen, it's even harder now for the youngins who's coming up in this sports shit because, all right, prime example. Back in the days, you had to do a lot to get some coverage. You understand? Like, you really had to be like LeBron or like some real. You had to be making some real, real noise to be hot. You understand? Like, you really had to make some noise back in the days to get a scout to look at you or to get your name circulating and shit like that. You really had to make noise. See, nowadays, you can go and bang on somebody. You know what I'm saying? And just happen to get recorded by your friend. Your man just happened to record you banging on somebody. You might not even be that nice, but you're going to go viral and get some eyes on you just for the simple fact that you caught a dunk in the game and a nigga uploaded this shit on Instagram or whatever and you went viral. You might not even be that nice, but you can jump. You know what I'm saying? It's so easy now to have a trail of the tape. You dig? So, yo, when this kid, let's just say this kid do make it to the NFL, he's going to be answering questions about this day even then, years from now, because it's a trail of that shit. That shit is not going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Everything ain't for the internet. Everything ain't a viral moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what people be understanding. Motherfuckers be wanting to do this shit for the internet. You know what I'm saying? Be yourself. You understand? Be yourself, man. There's nothing wrong with being yourself. I'm me. I'm Rick. I'm always going to be Rick. I'm not going to be nothing else. And guess what? I got a little Rick. You dig? I got a part two. So I got to teach him to be official. I got to teach him to be himself. You understand what I'm saying? Niggas just doing shit for the internet, posting certain shit. Like, it's so much bullshit going on. It's hard to cipher through all this shit. You understand what I'm saying? Niggas be the fakest niggas in the world with the realest fucking internet posts. The realest captions, the realest posts, the realest whatever. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's the toughest nigga. Everybody's the richest nigga. Everybody is just that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Half of this shit is a facade, man. I treat Instagram and the social media as entertainment, man. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't try to be nothing that I am not. You understand what I'm saying? Like, point blank period, man. My shit is my interest. Like, I'm not on there trying to be no super rich nigga and no fucking, you know, thug nigga, no rich nigga. I ain't on there trying to be no fucking, you know, the realest. I'm on there being Rick, nigga. You understand? Everything is here, nigga. If I speak about it, it's some shit that I got or I'm getting or just something I'm interested in. I'm never fronting. You understand? It's people that I got way more than. It's people that I got way less than. That don't make me no bad man. Don't make me no good man. Materialistic shit don't mean nothing. You understand what I'm saying? I'm on there posting my wife, post my kids. You know what I'm saying? Post like shit that I'm interested in, sneakers and shit like that. And you know what I'm saying? Like your regular shit, man. But it's never the on no front and shit. It's never on no I'm better than whoever shit. None of that shit. Because there's niggas out here that got way more than me that I'm trying to get on that level of. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just comfortable enough in my skin to post my life. Like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I joke. I post my sneakers and whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? But I'm never doing shit for the internet. And that's the fucking problem. You understand what I'm saying? Because I only post what I want people to see. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I have a real life outside of the internet. Like, you get what I'm saying? Basically, what I'm trying to say is I'm the same person you see on the internet and I'm the same person off the internet. It's never nothing that I'm doing for the internet. You know what I'm saying? Point blank, period. I'm a man. You know what I mean? And I'm a real one at that. And when I say real one, I'm not talking about no gangster shit. Am I soft? Hell fucking no. Don't get it twisted. That's not what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying I'm not, like, when I say, yeah, I'm a real one, I'm not talking about a real one because I'm in the streets and I'm this and this and that. Nigga, I'm a real one because I get my ass up every day, go to work. I'm teaching my son morals. You know what I'm saying? I hold my wife down. I hold my kids down. That's why I'm a real one. You know what I'm saying? I show love to my kids and my family. And, you know, I just keep it solid with the niggas that I interact with. You know what I mean? That's why I'm a real one. Not because I'm in the streets on camera shooting guns and fighting people and doing all this other wild shit. Nah. Hell no. You know what I'm saying? I'm a real one because once I get off this fucking podcast, I'm going to go upstairs, jump in the shower, take my personal, go lay next to my fucking, in my bed, next to my soft, scrumptious wife, and be chilling. That's what makes me a real one. You understand what I'm saying? Going upstairs and rubbing on my wife is what's making, well, that's why I say I'm real for shit like that. Not because I'm trolling Cam Newton on the fucking internet. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm real because, nigga, I'm about to go upstairs and watch some TV with my wife and rub her ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? Doing real nigga shit. Like, real regular shit. I'm not trying to do nothing for the internet to say, oh, look, for that viral moment. Because guess what, man? You're going to, 10 years from now, you're going to be still answering that shit. Well, why'd you do that? Oh, you know what I mean? It's like, yo, come on, man. You know what I mean? When you see a person in position and you trying to get to that position, try and pick his brain, you know? Try and pick his brain. Because how would you look, you talking all that shit to Cam Newton, and you don't even fucking make it to the NFL. And again, young homie, I ain't trying to say that you're not going to make it, because I want you to make it. You know what I'm saying? I do. I really do. I want you to make it. I want you to be all you can be. I'm just saying, it's super hard to get to the NFL. You talking all that shit to Cam. How can you call an NFL quarterback ass at his camp and he done made it to the NFL and made millions of dollars? Regardless on what you think about how he play, he's better than you. He accomplished what you're trying to do. You don't even see that because you in your shit. You in your own. You dig? Like, I just feel like, nigga, like, come on, man. We got to teach these youngins. If that was my son would have been picking his brain. Yo, Cam, I fuck with you. Yo, hey, man, can I? Yo, look, man, I'm nice. I'm the fucking running back. I average. Any tips that I could help to work on my game or whatever? That's my son. Not you, nigga. You ass. Like, come on, man. That shit was trash. That shit was whack. You know what I'm saying? That shit was whack. But I just wanted to come down and talk about that shit, man. You know what I mean? Not this episode, but probably next episode, because I've been listening to a lot of podcasts. I listen to a lot of podcasts while I'm working, and a lot of podcasts that I listen to play music. So I'm about to bring back Rick's Picks. You know what I'm saying? I just got to see how the fuck I'm going to download the, see how to download the joints and play them. Because I don't know. I got to see the aux setup with this. I don't know. I'm going to work on that tomorrow. I'm trying to play some music on this joint and see how I can get it to coincide. I don't want to just play it through my phone and put it up to the mic because it's probably not going to sound right. Like, I want it to sound official. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, probably next episode, I'm going to bring back Rick's Picks, you know what I'm saying? Probably be a verse or a song or freestyle or something. You know what I'm saying? Just putting y'all on to my type of music. What else? Yeah, so I got to look into that because, like I said, man, I was doing it at a point. got it on a couple of my previous episodes, but I'm gonna bring that back, and I'm also gonna make sure I can do that. You know what I'm saying? Because nowadays it's like they're making it harder to a lot of the spots where, well, on the iPhone. I mean, I still got my Galaxy and shit that I probably could download and shit like that, but. You know, that's the main thing why I never really came to the iPhone, because on the Android, yo, I got apps that used to let me download YouTube videos to fucking repost all type of shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know, Apple be on some bullshit, but you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so we're gonna bring back the Rick's Picks, man. You know, one way or the other, even if I can't play it. Well, I'm gonna play it, but if it ever, for whatever reason, they stop allowing people to play it or whatever, I don't know the rules of shit. Cause I know a few podcasts that opens their show with a whole fucking song of the week shit. And I know some, like, I'm like, yo, so I could do a Rick's Pick, you know what I mean? In the show off with something that I'm fucking with. So that's what I wanna do, you know what I mean? So look forward to that on the next episode. Once I do get that shit jumping, I'm definitely gonna be reaching out to artists, seeing if they want to send me something to throw on the podcast or whatever the case, and get that shit jumping. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, it's really gonna be like people that I'm fucking with, you know what I'm saying? Or people that I discover or that I come across, you know what I mean? Cause I feel like I got a ear, dope ass ear for music. So I wanna put people on, you know what I'm saying? So we're gonna do that. What else is going on, man? Oh shit. You know what? I'm sitting here, I'm looking around and shit, and I just look over at my fucking wrestler that I got from my brother, and I got hyped again. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've been talking to my brother for a couple of years to give me this fucking wrestler RC joint, and he finally gave it to me Thanksgiving when we was up there. He's like, "Hey, bro." You know what I mean? So yeah, that's going to be my spring project. I'm a flip that, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at it now next to my Stampede. I'm a flip that joint, you know what I mean? I got to take it to the Hobby Town and let them, clean out the motor and rework that shit. But, yeah, I'm definitely looking to put a new body on it and some new tires, you know what I mean? So that shit just caught my eye by sitting there like that. But, yeah, man, I think that's about it, man. What else is going on? Yo, you know what? I heard that they bringing the movie theaters back, man. You know what I'm saying? Heard they bringing the movie theaters back. That'll be dope. I mean, I don't want them to go out. I don't want movie theaters to go, I don't want movie theaters to go out of business, man. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. So we'll see how that go. What else is going on, man? What else is going on? Oh, yo, listen, man. CVS, man. Cut the shit, yo. Please. Like, I went into CVS, man. You know what I'm saying? To get some fucking mouthwash. I went into CVS. My wife wanted some purple mouthwash. I went into CVS to get the fucking Listerine. I got the mouthwash and some paper plates. And I got a fucking 4-5 foot receipt. Why do they do that? Why do y'all like wasting paper, man? You know what I'm saying? Yo, why do you? I don't understand that shit. I got 2 things and I got a 5 foot fucking receipt. Nobody looks at that receipt. Who the fuck looks at a CVS receipt, man? Please, somebody tell me. Who looks at the fucking CVS receipt, yo? Huh? That shit is craziness, man. It's really bugged out. Like, nobody's paying attention to that shit, man. Nobody's paying attention to that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I just wanted to come down, chop it up about the Cam Newton shit. You know what I'm saying? Yo, man, if you got a son out there, if you listening to this and you a dad and you got a son, man, remember, man, kick them jewels to your son, man. You know what I'm saying? Teach him morals. You know what I'm saying? Teach him to have respect for other men and women. You know what I mean? And teach them how to move, man. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of kids running around here that got fathers that ain't teaching them this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Word. Like, it's wicked out here, man. So, you know, Definitely gotta instill them jewels. You know what I'm saying? Like, give them a code, man. Give them a code, and then let them grow into their own code. You know what I'm saying? And keep it pushing like that, man. You know what I'm saying? So, on that note, I think I'm about to sign off, man. And again, y'all, I hope the movie theaters come back. Even if the movie theaters come back, like, super crazy, I might not fuck with it like that, because I know they only coming back to, like, 30% or something like that. It ain't going to be a full, you know what I mean, situation. But I don't want the movies to go, you know what I'm saying? I even got a little movie stock. You know, I've been fucking with the stocks a little bit. You know what I mean? I got like 3 different little stocks right now. Something like, ain't nothing super crazy. I'm going to get some more. But I don't want to start really going super crazy till I actually learn it. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm just throwing a little bit here, a little bit there. You know what I mean? Again, nothing crazy. I'm just getting my little feet wet to see if I could understand it. But I got a lot to learn and shit like that, because I ain't into just throwing money away. You know what I'm saying? I'm into making, like, a good investment, you know? But, again, I know a lot of people, I don't need the movie theaters. And, you know what I mean? Movie theaters is that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Me, personally, I'm not a clubber. I don't go to clubs and shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that. Like, I like to, you know what I mean? Me and my wife go to a comedy show. You know what I'm saying? Or me and my wife go out to dinner and a movie. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Like, I like to do shit like that. I don't like to, you know, I don't see how people could be like, yo, I'd rather just watch it at home. Like, that's shit cool too. But the whole point is sometimes you need to get outside your home and go just have a moment to just relax. You know what I'm saying? Like, if everything you could do at your home, is what is the point in doing anything? There's no point to buy clothes, no point to buy sneakers. Just get you a little work uniform to go to work and home. You know what I'm saying? Because you could order your groceries from home. You really don't have to leave your home other than to go to work. Because anything you want for your house, you can literally call or go online and order it and have it dropped off to your house. I ain't that type. You know what I'm saying? I like to leave out. I got kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's go to the museum. Let's go to the zoo. You know what I'm saying? Let's take a little trip or something. Like, I'm into that type of shit. So hopefully the movie theaters do come back. You know, when everything calmed down and we could really get back into the, yo, let's go catch this movie. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing like a dope-ass movie that you really want to see and seeing that shit in the movie theater for the first time. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. Like, and I got Heart Cinemas. You know what I'm saying? It's 100 in screen to my left right now as we speak. You know what I'm saying? I got Heart Cinemas. The Heart Cinemas is my shit, my own personal shit. But guess what? Ain't nothing like going to that movie theater and watching a movie that you really want to see. You know what I'm saying? Get you some snacks. And you with your lady, you know what I'm saying? And y'all have a good time. That's what I like to do. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you look, tell my wife, we're going to drop the kids off. We're going to go get some dinner. Then we're going to get some movie, go to see a movie. Then we're going to go home. You know what I'm saying? And continue our night. That's what I like to do. So that's why I want the movies to come back. You know what I mean? Where I enjoy date nights with my wife and shit like that. So, you know, man. Follow me on Instagram, Rick_BHR. Hit the email, jacktalkpodcast@gmail.com. You know what I mean? We back to back on them, man. Going back to back. And like I said, on the next episode, Rick's pick should be back. And if I gotta, because again, I don't have no external joint. I'm gonna figure out how I can get the aux, or, you know, just connect my phone more or less to my setup. You know what I'm saying? I must figure this shit out, but hopefully I'll figure it out by the next pod. To being that I went back to back, so next pod will be, I don't gotta, it ain't, you know what I mean? I got time, you know what I mean? So bring that Rick's Picks back. And then, you know, like I said, I'll be hitting up artists and shit like that, because I listen to people's music that ain't got no name. You know what I'm saying? I listen to nigga shit, and if shit fire, yo, look, man, I got a podcast. You want to send me something to play on the joint? Like, you know what I mean? We on it like that. But yeah, man, this is Rick. I'm out. Follow me on Instagram, Rick_BHR. Hit the email, jacktalkpodcast@gmail.com. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell their friend to tell their friend to tell their friend to tell their boss to tell his cousin to tell their friend to tune into the Jack Talk Podcast. I'm out.